Oh. Jake. It's time to connect the dots. You know what I mean? Jelly Bean. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. And this is the show, Connect the Dots. And we're going to connect the dots. I have to talk about this. I had no interest in it really, but the Democrats having their little get together, what a friggin' joke. What else can we say? These people are total losers. I don't know what else to say. I mean, they're still playing old time politics, not realizing the new age is upon us. And they keep reiterating the same old nonsense. Every one of them talking about trying to con you into believing they're going to do something for you. And truthfully, they're going to do zero for you. Absolutely. They don't care about you. All they care about is getting your votes and getting the position of authority. They're misinforming you, talking about this thing called health care. Well, if you listen to any of these shows on BBS Radio, you're listening to BBS Radio now. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. If you listen to any of the shows on this network, you know that true health care has nothing to do with insurance companies and pharmaceutical products. It has to do with you maintaining your body yourself and being an educated person and knowing what to avoid and only putting the good things into your body. And these con artists are out there pretending they want to get you health care. They haven't said one true thing about real health care. This is how sad the situation is. And, you know, it's funny that the Democrats call themselves, their little mascot is the donkeys. Well, they're, and donkeys are referred to as stupid animals. And basically, here they are, the donkeys, trying to turn you into bigger sheeple than you already are. If you, you know, if you had any knowledge in your mind about what truth really is, these people aren't talking anything about it, you know? And they're all basically rich on stage, and they're just conning you and telling you half-truths. And they're really not offering a solution to anything. And they're all racist now, too. They want to talk about every race in the book. Mainly, they also want to talk about the so-called blacks. And they completely ignore this thing, the so-called white people, the people of European descent. You know, everything has to be for the African Americans, as if that's who they're playing up to, or anybody else they might consider themselves a minority. They try to play up to the Latinos too, whomever these Latinos are. You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, really, that's a broad spectrum right there. Latino. What does it really represent? You know, they speak Latin. I mean, when you think about it, really ridiculous. And this is what we have to watch, and this is what they're trying to con people to. And of course, they had their little recent caucus in Iowa. They couldn't even count the votes correctly. More proof that you can't count on machines. It's sad. You know, it's really sad, the whole deal that's going on. And they're going to continue this charade, this dog and pony show, on and on and on for the next several months. Well, anyhow, I just had to talk about that for a moment. Well, if you're at least in North America here, there's a lot of people walking around coughing. You know, I picked it up for a while myself. You can't help it if you go out there on public transportation. Everybody's coughing their head off. And if you're in a closed container like a bus or something like that, you know, basically, buses don't have windows anymore. You're stuck. You're stuck. And you're going to get it with the germs whether you like it or not. in this new cold thing going around. Normally people catch colds all the time and get rid of them. No, they got some kind of synthetic cold out there now, genetically engineered to really mess with you. And that's another bad thing going on, manipulation of the population. That's right. They're putting all bad things now out. And, of course, the other big news article, the coronavirus, corona, as in what, the corona of your eyeball? The joke here is, I guess, they're putting, they're putting it right out in front of your eye that they are going to infect you with a virus. In fact, there's speculation out there already that this virus is synthetically created, which is no surprise because we know of Big Brother, the New World Order. They use this regularly, subject us to all kinds of horrible things because you know the agenda of the New World Order. They want to knock off, kill 95% of humanity and bring the population down to, world population down to 500 million, which means, considering what the population of the known population of the world is today, basically killing off 95% of the population. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up. You'll see. Gender 21, New World Order, otherwise sometimes connected with the Illuminati. Of course, Illuminati is part of the New World Order. So are all the other filthy rich people. Filthy rich. Overly rich. And the corporations are part of this New World Order. Rich people like Bloomberg. He's in the New World Order, whether he knows it or not. Some of the people are in part of the New World Order. They don't even know it. And then there's the proclaimers, people like the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers. The list goes on, the Rothschilds, too. They're part of the New World Order, and what really gets talked about is the extraterrestrials who are running the New World Order. Even though the New World Order humans don't realize that they're being mind-controlled by the ETs. And, of course, there's the technologically, high-tech computer mind control that the special secret operatives in the world have. Yeah, that's right. And if you look at people like on the news in America, you look at people like Nancy Pelosi, she is mind control beyond belief. She doesn't even know it. And many of those other people that are just these anti-Trump people, they're not offering you anything, and they're trying to tell you Trump's a bad guy. As the old saying goes, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and they're doing good representations of empty barrels make the most noise. They're nothing more than the stove calling the kettle black. That's an old expression, when all stoves were black, and naturally the bottom of the kettle would get blackened. It's been on the stove long enough. So how can the stove call the kettle black when it's blacker than the kettle? Look it up. You'll learn something about these old sayings that are true. Another one, stitch in nine saves time. That's why we have so many problems, because they haven't been stitched up when they started. They're just allowed to go on. And this coronavirus, synthetically created virus, I'll call it, is all the prelude to the New World Order conning the sheeple and others of you who are not even aware you're being turned into sheeple. They're going to con you into taking their tainted vaccines, which will only make you sick or destroy your immune system further and make you easier to get rid of. This is where it's leading. They're leading towards forced vaccinations, and the authorities have the power to give these orders. You'd be surprised at the laws on the book. This is why people want to hang on to their guns, because not that they want to kill people, but they know that what we can call it, martial law is coming. And they're going to stay home and try to defend their home when the fake military people come over and try to evict them from their home with guns. They're going to give them a battle, and that's why they want AK-47s and AK-15s and all the whole thing, and the large amount of guns and rounds of ammo, because they want to be able to defend themselves from a highly militarized police we have here in this nation, as well as other nations, to try to save themselves being walked off to the gas chambers. Well, there are no more gas chambers. They want to walk you off to the FEMA centers, which are basically in fence closed large areas where they can get a lot of people in, and then they can just simply, once they get you in there, lock the gates. They can force you to take the vaccinations at gunpoint if need be, and then they can microwave you to death, just in case those of you that are too resistant to taking the vaccination. So this is where it's at, and this is where it's going. So beware, people. The life you save may be your own. And maybe the old expression makes sense, head for the hills, because they're planning on microwaving. The 5G is beginning to show up everywhere, and that will further weaken you and sicken you, and some of you, you'll get cancer right away and die. Your government is doing nothing. They don't even talk about it. That's why I brought up the Democratic Convention. Not one person is talking about that, and of course they won't. And the moderator controls the situation, and he's been he's nothing but a teleprompter now. He's been told what questions to ask, and he'll never ask questions relating to truth, these things we should be concerned about, and like the chemtrails, and your children being microwaved to death in public schools, and all kinds of other nonsense. And yeah, the stupid Democrats still trying to promote to take away people's guns as if that's going to stop crime, really. They are so ignorant, and they're just trying to get you to support their ignorance, you know? Republicans are just as ignorant when it comes to the people in Congress. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there, you know? You just have to Google it or just key in the words, Connect the Dots Theory. The book is out there. You also can order it at Barnes & Noble. And it's on iTunes, Google Play. The book clearly states what's going on. It talks about, it mentions 39 ongoing conspiracies, real conspiracies, not, you know, all conspiracies are real, pretty much. you know, conspiracy theorists, no, there is no such thing. That's another fake term made up by the mainstream media to confuse you and discredit people that want to talk about the truth. You know, you have to listen to shows like this to hear the truth of what's going on. But these are serious things happening. Meanwhile, hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And it's your opportunity to make comment on what I'm talking about, or you can talk about something else that's relevant to the important issues going on now. Though I've been invited and asked people who are so-called representatives of the Galactic Federation of Light. Yeah, these are the good extraterrestrials out there. They're supposedly setting up this thing, upcoming thing called the Event, where they're going to eventually land their craft on Earth, and a whoosh of high-intense energy light is going to transverse Mother Earth and every one of our bodies. But this is this talk has been going on for too long, and they're here to round up the cabal, the bad guys, the world controllers, the New World Order people, the Illuminati, and all these other bad players out there. You know, whether they're doing it on a small scale or not, we on the surface really are not seeing too much happening. And we can't wait for them, because those of us who have eyes and ears like myself look around and it's just getting worse. You know, government is worthless. They're doing nothing to save us. They're all under mind control too. And that's why I ask people to buy the book, because I make the case that the obelisks are mind control devices. That's why there's one in the Vatican to control the fake pope and all the other fake people in the Vatican. Sure, there's plenty of good people, but the higher up level, no, the pope is fully mind controlled. If you ever watch TV, you look at that skull cap he's wearing. It's got an antenna on top. I mean, is this a joke? Why doesn't anybody ever say anything about that? Why are you wearing a skull cap with an antenna on top? That's obviously an antenna. Well, he's under mind control, too. And there are so many forms of mind control. There's electronic mind control. And while we're still talking about obelisks, Washington Monument in the center of Washington, D.C., is the largest obelisk in the world. And definitely, I don't have to prove this. When you understand the mechanism of how a shape can be used, an obelisk with a pyramid on top, anything with a pyramid can be used as an amplifier or receiver of frequencies. And it's been scientifically documented. The evil ones behind the scenes, they know all the frequencies to enter into your mind and cause you to be angry, cause you to be stupid, et cetera, or just cloud your mind. They gave demonstrations of this in the last election, you know, and the last, caucuses from the last election, and the last conventions. They gave examples of how they can do that to people. They made fools out of people right on stage, and proving to you, right to your face, that, hey, they can do this to you. Especially in Washington, D.C., you know. I go into my book in Connect the Dots Theory. I explain the fact that they laid out the, you ever wonder why they laid out the foundation for the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., to be out of kilter with the cardinal directions, 45 degrees exactly out of kilter, because that's the point that's least connected to the circuits of the real universe. The circuits of the real universe are connected to the cardinal directions. So if you wanted to get away, disconnect from the universe, the goodness and all the universe is connected to the real God, 45 degree angle to the cardinal direction is as far as you can get away. And that's why Washington, D.C. was laid out like that, because it was intended from the beginning of the layout of Washington, D.C., that they were going to fully, the world controllers were fully going to fully control Washington, D.C. And the proof is in the pudding. It's been mentioned dozens and dozens of times that normal people go to Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden they start acting differently. Well, it's mind control. Mind control is very, very easy to do. And while we're talking about mind control, I follow people on Twitter, and one of them is, you ought to do it, at Cobra Info One, was reintroducing the information, had a video there, along with an article, explaining about the Archon invasion. Supposedly happened back in 1996, these creatures, mind-controlled creatures. Yeah, they invaded our world as if we didn't have enough mind control already. More bad actors came on the scene. And it explains how these creatures can attach themselves and connect to your subconscious and gain control of your mind and cause all kinds of problems. And it provides some reasonable explanation for why some people seem nice and friendly one day, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they start acting irrational and causing confrontations with negative conversations and negative behavior. out of the blue. That's it, because it's mind control. And so there are intelligent creatures that have come here in 1996, and we already had demonic spirit beings mind-controlling people, and then we had this other race of creatures called the Archons. Supposedly clairvoyant people that can see them say they're kind of like a black swan with tentacles that hooks onto you, and they stay attached to your chakra. Now with them hooked on, and they find themselves a host, or, you know, and they want you to create bad behavior in situations like that, because that creates all kinds of anguish and fear, and they feed off that, just like the demonic spirit beings feed off it, you know. They're in the same pool, so to speak. Well, they're here too, and they haven't been removed yet. And then there's other bad things happen, but the key word here is mind control. It's happening. And whenever you see people acting irrational for no reason at all, it's probably mind control. And then maybe the next day you'll see these people and they're fine. And you wonder, how the hell could that be? Well, I'm just explaining it to you now. These are some of the many things going on behind the scenes that nobody is talking about except knowledgeable people like me. And this a lot of this information is floating around out there, but I've focused on many things in my book that nobody's talking about. Nobody talks about the out of 45 degree out of kilter with the true directions as a marker of the, I call it then the false gods, to make a generalization of all the entities that are involved in this. And here's another little coincidence, and you want to read my book because I redefined the word coincidence, you know. Coincidences are things not happening by chance. They're created to happen. All coincidences are created to happen. One out of every million or one out of every billion things, a coincidence can happen actually by chance. But those are the odds. They're astronomical. Any other coincidences, they're created. They're created by the good side. They were created by the bad side. When I say the good side, I'm talking about the side that serves the love vibrations, the light vibrations. The bad side, those that serve darkness, anti-God vibrations, low frequencies. The Earth now, you know, it's been scheduled for the whole planet to ascend right now. And we're being stagnated and subdued by the dark side because we're not exercising our right to overcome them. Love can overcome all darkness. But we're being prevented in a dozen or more different ways from being loving people that we really want to be. And we need to break free from these invisible controls that are manipulating us still. You know, the newer generation, if you're young and you're living your life through your cell phone, you are in the matrix, the cell phone matrix. They have conned you into living as much of your life around a cell phone, which gives them the perfect opportunity to manipulate you with the power of suggestion. That's all they have to do. Suggest to you to do this, suggest this is a good thing to do, suggest that. And, you know, normal human behavior is pretty well known. And the bad players out there who hide in the other dimensions, who are invisible to us, they know what we basically respond to, and they're manipulating you continuously. If you happen to watch free TV, which we have here in America, all the commercials are basically about new cars, which is okay, or pharmaceutical products, and they all tell you about, hey, buy our product, it might help you. Ask your doctor, and your doctor is something about a pharmaceutical salesperson these days. You know, I've spoken about this before. See, this is how the game plays. The pharmaceutical company sends their salesman to the doctor. And the doctor works a deal with the pharmaceutical salesperson about how many perks he can get if he prescribes their products. And then they come to some kind of arrangement. So when you go see your doctor, that's why all these commercials tell you see your doctor, because he is the pharmaceutical salesman.
You go into the doctor's office and you believe the doctor is going to tell you the truth. Well, he listens to what you have to say, and he knows what products have been recommended for your situation. Not that it's going to cure your situation, but it'll alleviate the symptoms. And then he gives you prescriptions, and you go out and buy it. And and they're all making millions and billions of dollars off you people that are being manipulated with the power of suggestion, also being mind-controlled and trusting people you shouldn't be trusting. And anybody who tells you to take a vaccine, don't trust that person. They're being mind-controlled to tell you that. They can't guarantee you what safe is being injected into your body. It's insanity to begin with. First of all, it hurts sticking a needle in your body. Why would you want a stranger, it's not your mother, somebody you can trust, sticking a needle into you? It's some stranger sticking a needle into you, just telling you, yeah, this is safe, you know? They don't really know it's safe. They're just telling you that, and you believe them. And they're injecting all kinds of, all vaccines are loaded with poisons. And they've conned you into believing that this is going to help you. Anybody that knows how a human body actually works and the intricacies of it, no, you don't put poisons into your body. It's crazy. And here, and it's crazy to trust these strangers who are brainwashed themselves. And they all went to med school. Med school is, they're all the medical schools are run by the pharmaceutical companies now. They give a lot of money, and they have a say as to what the curriculum is going to be. Doctors will only learn how to deal with patients through our products. That's the basic thing. And the doctor learns how to do that, and he gets his degree. And this is how it works. Some people call it allopathic medicine. You know, it's con artist medicine. It's not even medicine. It's the whole thing is a sham. And with the insurance companies, you know, and, you know, people like in the Democrats that try to tell you about, well, you ought to have free health care. But that's not health care they're talking about. They're talking about, yeah, you ought to have free access to pharmaceutical products that will not help you and probably kill you. Certainly make you sicker than you were already in the long run. And they all have side effects. Real health things like herbs don't have side effects, and other products. And this is what you're being subjected to. And if you're living your life through the cell phone, you're not going to hear anything new. You know, you're constantly being manipulated by advertisers and mainstream media, which is part of the sham. They're all in bed with each other. You know, one big happy family, Main Street media, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the phony politicians that are pretty much all controlled by some form of mind control. And everything's geared around the us versus them thing, you know? It's still going on in politics everywhere, just like in America. The best example of all, the Democrats versus the Republicans, us versus them. If you took a look at the all the voting count on all the last, let's say, 10 elections, if not more, maybe 20 elections, you'll see that they're all kind of like 48 to 52%, 51 to 49%, basically, almost split right down the middle. When the voters are hurdled like sheep into pens before the slaughter, they're pretty much even Steven there. So you'll always have half the country working against the other half of the country. And, of course, it creates a logjam in the Congress. And the first order of business, if you're in the Congress, is to get reelected. So just forget about doing what's right for the public. It's doing about, well, one, you don't want to offend anybody, so you want to be politically correct. And that's how the nonsense continues. It's perpetuated. A two-party system is a recipe. It's a plan designed for fail. Again, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I create these terms to help people understand we're following plans designed to fail. And all the key players are mind-controlled. You know? You need to understand this. What a sham is going on. simple solution in all elections. It should be write-in votes only. No electronic machines, because they're too easily hacked. Not that they couldn't be made to be unhacked, but you still can't trust the people who the watchdogs either, who's watching the watching the farm when you're away, who's watching the machines, who are the technicians that are serving the machines. There's so much that possibility of sending in bad players to sabotage the situation. So an election where you have to actually write the name clearly of the person you want to vote for, this is the way all elections need to be. They need to be hand-counted, too, pretty much. And you can do some variations on that to speed up the process a little, but these safeguards are not in place. So it's going to be, in 2020, it's going to be another fake election. And the word's been floating around for a long time. Even before the election begins, the CIA, who is part of the New World Order, they go approach the so-called, either the leader of the Democrats or the Republicans, whom has already been decided is going to be the president by, from behind the scenes, by the New World Order, the guys that make the real decisions. And they go up to them and they say, hey, we went into the future with our time travel machines, and you are the president. President Trump was told that. The last couple of presidents before that were also told that. And this is how phony the whole thing is. There's a way to fix this, but not with people that are members of political organizations, especially the two big parties, Democrats and Republicans. No, they're not going to fix this. In fact, they want the all-elections hacked because both sides believe they can hack better than the other side, and they believe that's the way to win the election. And the same thing, I followed the politics over in Great Britain, United Kingdom. And they have the same kind of nonsense over there. They have one or two major parties, sometimes three, and it's all a sham, you know. And they manipulate the public into one way or the other to how they want to work the election out and who's going to be the prime minister. And a lot of that is still decided behind the scenes by the New World Order, one way or another. Severe mind control. If you look at a situation gone insane, look at British politics. There is no more free speech in Great Britain. No, you say the wrong thing, they'll arrest you. The speech police will come and arrest you. And you'll spend 90 days in jail for simply saying the wrong thing, speaking the truth, speaking your opinion. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. It's going on. It's been going on for a number of years now. Plus, they allowed the migrants to come in and rape their young white girls, talk about a racist thing. Plus, you can't say anything bad about, in the United Kingdom, you can't say anything bad about Muslims, or they'll throw you in jail for that and call you a racist, even though the Muslims are committing most of the crimes. You can't say anything about other migrants, you know, or they'll arrest you. Somebody says, they don't even have to prove it. Somebody has to say, oh, I heard him say something bad about the Muslims. Police will come on somebody ratting you out or making it up, and they'll come and arrest you. You thought Great Britain was supposed to be a democracy or a free country? It's not. They stifle free speech over there with the threat of putting you in jail, and they do. They arrest you on that. You question the authority the political correct established order of things over there, just speak out against it and you're going to jail. They don't even have to prove it. They'll do it on allegations. Well, this is the same thing they're attempting to do here in the United States of America. You know, especially all these people calling racists. Like I said, if you listen to the Democratic dog and pony show the other night, they're all talking about race and stuff like that, and they neglected to say anything good about so-called white people, you know, people of European descent, as if They talk about poor people, poor black people, poor this, poor that, poor migrants trying to get in and that, as if there were no poor white people. Well, that's a racist conversation, you know? That is a racist conversation. And they're trying to go in after the Latino, the Afro-American, and any other foreigner or illegal person. You know, if the Democrats had it their way, they'd have all illegals being able to vote. Not to mention, they believe they can, you know, hack into the computers and win the election that way. Hell, well, I'm educating everybody about this, the truth of what's going on. And the key words here is mind control. And I keep reminding people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It'll be the best $7 or $10 or whatever you have to pay for it, whatever form, you know, notebook, download it, whatever. It'll be the best amount of money you ever spent in your life. You'll get an education. You'll become a smarter person. Now, here's the big problem, too. We got all these good ETs. They've been on the, they have their representatives on the internet. A lot of them are on Twitter. That's how I found out about them. And there's this group called the Starseeds, basically Pleiadian women who are trying to put the message out there of love, and love will conquer everything. And that's a good message. But at the same time, you know, I've asked them to come on my show. I've asked them to call in. And they're mind controlled, too. They seem to don't know how to respond to a simple request. You know, gee, when I was growing up as a kid, I know somebody asked me to call into a radio show where the phone lines aren't always jammed, but I would surely take advantage of that to give my two cents on matters. But so what's the problem here, you know? Yeah, are Starseeds afraid to talk publicly? I mean, I'm not going to ask you where you're living, what your personal address is. You can call up anonymously. You can give a fake name. You don't have to say whether you follow me on Twitter or not. You know, you can pretend to be somebody else. You're not going to get in any trouble, believe me, because it would be too much trouble to track you down. They'd have to pay a human being to do that, and that costs money. They want to track people down the easy way, you know. They'll follow your tweets on Twitter. They'll follow your emails, and they can program machines to do that, which doesn't really cost them anything. Machines work tirelessly for no pay at all. And so there's nothing to be afraid. And, like, you know, I've been calling out the Galactic Federation of Light. You know, these are supposed to be a configuration of, I don't know, what, 50 higher intelligent groups from around our galaxy that are supposed to be in our solar system and participating in the freeing of us from the cabal and all the other dark forces. That's what they're saying, but meanwhile, they're afraid to call into my show. I've called them out on this on Twitter, you know. What is the problem? If you're from the higher dimensions and you have all this technology to be floating around in motherships and you can beam down at will and all these high-tech, what's your problem with making a phone call and doing some communication with a real person like myself? I'm not one of the elite. I'm not one of the cabal. I'm not one of these fake organizations out there. I'm a real person representing humanity, educated. And I've heard some of the decisions they're making, the way they're going about it. And I've told them, who knows, but probably nobody reads Twitter, including the representatives of the Galactic Federation. They don't read the tweets. But I've called them out on Twitter. And I've said that, you know, you guys don't know as much as you think you do. You know, you're generalizing us on Earth here when we're a much more complex humanity than you think. And you're basically preaching to the choir. You know, a lot more can be accomplished in a phone conversation than all the tweets in the world. Apparently you don't understand that yet. And apparently you're fearful of something. Like if you don't know how to make a phone call without being tracked back to where you're making the phone call, and you're obviously all out there in your spacecraft, what is your problem? I mean, you can't figure out a little strategy of that to keep your hidden location or something, you know? I mean, this other group, supposedly there's a group of people out in the desert in western the U.S., you know? They say they're out there representing the good galactic forces. And I'm not going to mention their name. I asked them to call, tweeted to them to call into the show. And the response I get, well, I'm going to talk to our telepathic people. You know, you don't, phone calls are not telepathic. You know, you need a body with vocal cords, and you need to be able to carry on a reciprocative conversation. That's what we need to have here. That's why I keep the doors open, but there are no takers. So what does that say? Are we to believe these people? Or are they all lying to us too? You know? And, you know, I'm all for victory of the light. I help participate in the, you know, I hear on Twitter it was a success, the global meditation. I participate in those things, do my share, try to encourage people. But there could be a lot more being done if these people would stop hiding behind a rock and get out here and do some normal communication. It's called a conversation. It requires vocal abilities. It requires the ability to think on the spot and respond to what the other person is saying and have some knowledge to add to the situation. You know, a lot more can be accomplished this way, but apparently I have no takers out there, or nobody reads the tweets. You know? I mean, like, don't tell me that you can't do this. Somebody who knows you can do it. Waste a call into a radio show where you can hide from where you're calling. If you don't know how to do that, I don't get it. How could you be so ignorant? And then you're here, you're claiming to be here to help us, you know? You know, believe me, we're human beings. We're free-thinking people. All of us are not caught up in the cell phone matrix, you know? If you have a cell phone and you're caught up in the cell phone matrix, call into this show. Tell us about the cell phone life. You know, maybe you're all for that, but you're being deluded. You're being deceived and deceivers. You know, I know people that are definitely mind controlled. You know, some of them are, we could call them passively mind controlled, but they're mind controlled. It's so obvious. And some of them actually swear they're talking to great people. you know, having daily conversations with Jesus, Hare Krishna, which is really two entities, and the Buddha. You know, yeah, sure, we're all talking to the Buddha, we're all talking to Jesus, and we're all talking to the past life of Julius Caesar, and we're great people in the last, in our past lives, if you believe in that thing as past lives, and many of us might be the first time here on Earth. Who's to say? But it's so obvious when somebody is, you know, being deceived. You know, if you read the right books out there, it explains. I recommend books by somebody I met personally, Dr. Hertog, the author of The Keys of Enoch, another book available anywhere out there. And he basically explains his 1973 book. He explains how the invisible beings, they pretend to be famous people of the past, and they con people into trusting into them. There's so many negative spirit beings out there, and they play this game with humans because humans are so easily conned into believing. Yeah, we're probably the most gullible people on the face of in the universe, and that's why probably evil energies are attracted here to turn us into slave labor, you know. And that's the reality. I'm telling you about it. I've seen these people that are mind controlled. I've seen these people that are spirit controlled. Some of them by passive spirits, by some of them by hostile spirits. And I also understand things that they don't, and they don't. Most people that are being controlled or conned by invisible spirits don't realize what's happening to them. A lot of people, you know, you gotta know the rules of play in the universe. Though all the rules of play are not available, not posted on a bulletin board, some of them can be deciphered very easily. And one of them, I always mention that trickery is permitted. And you're supposed to be an educated person and realize if somebody's conning you or not. And if you don't do the investigation properly, you will continue to be conned. You know, there are methods for testing spirit beings, and it's an old proverb, test the spirits. You ask the spirit the same question three times, he has to answer you three times without hesitation or without avoiding the question. Who bothers to do that? Just about nobody. And so a lot of these people that, you know, they have their spirit guides. Most of those spirit guides are probably demons disguising themselves as good spirit guides simply because they have the opportunity to control you and to control others through you. But if you haven't run those tests personally yourself, then you don't you don't really know what's going on, you know. Unfortunately, most people are like first spirit that comes along and think, oh my God, I'm communicating with the higher reality. But if you don't test that spirit, you know, how do you know they're not a deceiver? Well, this is your responsibility. And so beware people that you go see your local psychic or local spiritual person and go asking for advice, because the spirit being or beings that are getting their advice from might be from the dark side, that are using these situations to not only deceive the person they speak through, but to deceive anybody that looks for advice from these people. Hey, this is the reality. So, if you know, if you're listening to my voice and you know anybody who's a starseed, you know anybody who's part of the so-called resistance, part of the Galactic Federation, pass the word. This is a show to call into. You know, a number of months ago, hey, I could do you guys a favor all the time. I passed the word when the Pleiadians put the message out there that if you had private property, they would land on your private property, you know, if you had secluded private property, and meet with you if it was of a certain size. Obviously, they want to land and not be noticed and have a private conversation with you. I've asked people that have had that experience to call into the show. I don't know. Has anybody actually met with them after they put that message out there? And responsiveness. That's part of one of the biggest problems we have in this world. People are unresponsive. You know, when I was a young kid growing up, my parents taught me how to be responsive, and I'm a very responsive person. But at the same time, I'm shocked to find out that most people are unresponsive. That's right, most, meaning more than 50%, are unresponsive, you know, to simple requests. Hey, call into my radio show and say what's on your mind. People have a problem with this. They shouldn't. I don't know how many listeners are listening to me right now, but you all have telephones, and why don't you take the opportunity to call in? Are you shy? What's the difference? I mean, I'm not going to bite your head off unless you call in and try to run some stupid nonsense by me. I'll just tell you, listen, don't call in my show and talk that stuff. Call in mainstream media. But nobody has ever called into my show and started talking total nonsense. So you got nothing to worry about, really. It's an opportunity for you, unless everybody listening to me has no opinion on anything,
or you're living in fear, or you're shy, or you don't know how to conduct a reciprocative conversation. I don't know. What's your problem? Hey, there's an answer. Call up and tell me what your problem is. You know, I've been a psychiatrist since I was, not by choice, but I earned the nickname amongst people I knew when I was a teenager. I became known as a psychiatrist, and people would come to me with their problems. People, teenagers would come to me, a teenager, asking for advice on certain matters that I was recognized that I was an expert in already. I have no degree as a psychiatrist, but I know how to give psychiatrist. I know how to listen to people, and if I know what their problem is, which I know what most people's problems are, I can give you some real firsthand experience advice on it. I've listened to real psychiatrists. I've gone to people that chose to go to a real psychiatrist and just sat there quietly and listened. And the so-called psychiatrists would agree, most of them, you know, not all of them, but most of them, meaning more than 50%, don't know what they're talking about, haven't a clue, have no real life experience to go back on. When I speak, I'm speaking from first-hand experiences, and I have countless first-hand experiences in life. When I was a teenager, I made the idea came into my mind, I was going to do as much as I can in this life, and I look back on all I've done already, and I'm not even close to being done what I'm going to do in the future. I've lived like 10 lives already in one regular life, at least 10. You know, maybe I lived 15 or 20, who knows? But I had that much experience under my belt. So when I talk, I know what I'm talking about. You're not going to con me with any nonsense, because I'll catch you right away that you're trying to con me. And I'll ask you the key questions, and I haven't played this game with anybody. You know, if you're trying to talk a bullshit conversation with me, I'm going to stop you and ask you the key questions, and then you're going to be saying that there was egg on your face. But I'm not looking to bite anybody's head off. I try to listen to everybody, and I allow people to talk about things that I might not agree with all the time. That's how you learn. You're not going to learn what somebody else has on their mind if you're ready to bite their head off. But if you sit back and listen, even though you know might not agree with them, you allow them to say their thing, and perhaps you can find something to agree with what they're saying to some extent. You know, like I might say, well, you know, I agree with this bit of what you're saying. I won't even bother to say what I don't agree, because who wants an argument anyhow? And that's the key we all need to do when we're interacting with other people. We want to concentrate on what we might disagree about, because how much is there really to say? Well, we can agree to disagree on that. We want to concentrate on the things we do agree on. And we all should be agreeing on love is the answer. Come on. Back in, that message started really getting reverberated, if you know your music history, back in the 1960s. Forefronted by groups like the Beatles. You know, they had many things. One of their big hits in the beginning was She Loves You, and then they morphed on to All You Need Is Love, and the list goes on and on and on. And they kind of broke the ice with the record companies controlling bands, and there was a freedom of expression with music during the late 60s and throughout the 70s. And it was kind of dying out in the 80s, and by the 90s it was dead. And now, in this century, all music is controlled. I occasionally go to the Steiner that so I can watch what's happening with mainstream media on their TV while I'm eating. And I'll watch Fox. Sometimes they have on CNN. I'll watch that too. I want to see what the morons are talking about. And none of the TVs have the voice on. You have to read the closed captions in diners. But they have the radio. They'll have a radio station playing in the back. And this one particular diner has this country music station in New York. I don't want to give out the name of it. Is there a country music station in New York? Yes, there is. And
All they play is what I call canned country music. That's it. You know, I've heard, I've listened to what's considered classic country music, and some of it's really good. Back in the last century, there was people that had style, had a recognizable sound. The stuff out now is canned country. It's all formula. It's not inspiring. It's monotonous. And because I am a musician and can recognize when you're forcing us to listen to records all made with drum machines, all focused on exact timing, no feeling whatsoever, and monotonous singers with monotonous voices, and this is supposed to be country music, please. It's pathetic, it's an insult. And this is what's going on in the music business. And while we're talking about music, I claim to have some of the best original music ever written. My catalog of original music surpasses most famous people. It's out there on CD Baby. You can buy just the music, but I invite people to go on YouTube and watch my YouTubes. I've got seven of them out there right now. I got my famous Subway Fantasy. Go on YouTube. Just punch in the words. First you got to go to YouTube, and then you got to hit the music button. They give you four choices if you ever go on YouTube.com. Well, hit the music one. Then the bar at the top, punch in the word, Subway Fantasy. You got to spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's my rock and roll documentary. It's the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever made. And then if you want to hear some great guitar playing, who says there's not guitar players as good or better than Hendrix or Clapton or Jimmy Page? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, you listen to my, listen to my YouTube video. Let me coax you on. And you'll hear guitar playing that you can't help but love. Visual, it'll take you on a roller coaster ride. I call it a rock and roller coaster ride. Hey, and re-rides are free. And, if you're watching one of my videos, seven out there, you can, at the end of the video, you can always go down to the icon of me with the sunglasses on and click on that, and then you'll see all seven in a row, and then you can hit play all, and you will be entertained, because that's the point of making a video, to entertain the people, and you'll understand that I have some great tunes. You know, we're coming down to the end of the show, and at the end of the show, you get to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you the partying, P-A-R-T-Y, you know, N, kind? The word partying is not spelled out soul, you know? And I have that on YouTube, too. If you want to hear the full song, and hear the lead guitar solo in the beginning and in the middle also. Tasteful guitar solo. Not like some of the junk that goes out there nowadays. Anyhow, and then that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I got the video out there on YouTube also. And I've told people before, listen to the end of the song, it sounds like a horse galloping away. Well, when you watch the video, the horses do gallop away, which fits the music. Plus, if you listen to the words of my song, they're meaningful. I got another one, Play Another Party Song Tonight. Fantastic guitar playing. It'll knock your socks off. Anyhow, and by the way, the music here at the beginning of the show, that's the part of the lengthy guitar solo in my song, I Want You to Be My Idol. I've got a video out on that, too. Except all my videos are entertaining. Check it out. And a lot of times you're on YouTube, you have to, if you're just listening to one of the videos, you'll have the just the music version from the CD.
Baby Music Store, which you can go to the link to CD Baby Music Store and find out about my music there. You get a 29-second preview of every song, blah, 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 blah. Just go to BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m. Connect the dots, click on the name of my show, and right away you'll see the CD Baby link, and you'll find out about everything else I'm doing, like running for president of the United States as a writing candidate. Okay, coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to call in. Tell your friends that have telephones that know how to call into a radio show to call in next week. You know, we need to have conversations going here, not just listening to me, because I could talk from now to the end of time and still not run out of things. You know, you have to voice your opinion, too. It's important. It's called participation. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now, and I'll talk to everybody next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, it is clear to the world.